This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. Square dancing was popular from the late 19th to the middle of the 20th century, but if you think that it has fallen out of favor, you would be mistaken. At least in downtown Durham, it's alive and well. The Pinhook is a beloved bar and local music scene, and they regularly host what they call rowdy square dances. The Five Point Rounders play these events, and they are here in the studio with me. The Rounders, David Bass on fiddle, Rob Van Veld on the washtub bass, Colin Boy on the banjo, and Steve Kruger on the guitar. Welcome to all of you. Good to have you on the program.
Thanks, Frank.
Hey, man.
And
thanks
this is not the whole group, right? I've just got a part of the group. You sometimes
yeah,
have
no,
a,
this is it.
This is it. The whole group is here. So how did this band get together?
Colin and I started playing music together. I met Colin in the bike co-op, and he was kind of running around running things, and I was going in there to try to get some kind of community. You know, I was new in town. I was looking for, you know, I was looking for the scene.
Yeah,
and you thought you might find it
in square dances.
Well, I found out that Colin played the banjo. It was the oddest kind of like connection. Like, here's this big punk rock anarchist that pretty much was default like in charge guy in the bike co-op. And he's like, oh yeah, I play the banjo. And I was like, well, let's get together.
So we got punk rock anarchist at the bike co-op, and we're going to get to square dance eventually, aren't we, Colin?
I guess it's a tangled web. For my own part, I was like, well, who's this wild looking person that's really into welding? And I had no idea that David played the fiddle for at least a few weeks, I think.
Well, I didn't know that you played the banjo. So anyhow, it went from my living room practicing a couple of tunes to the farmer's market.
And I'd seen Rob playing a few times with the New River Rock Skippers. He played a wedding of some friends of mine. And I saw Rob at the farmer's market, and I was like, well, you should come play the washtub. And I think maybe you went and got it from Hillsborough and came back.
I tell you what,
and boss the rest of the morning with us.
Let's get a little sample right now, and then we can talk more about how it came from all of that to square dance music. Let's hear it.
What are we playing?
A little bit of Juneapple.
Oh, Juneapple, all right. Thank you.
5 Point Rounders live on the State of Things, a song called June Apples. And so we understand that you all come together. It's a very musical town. Now, not unlikely that musicians are going to meet and you're playing old-timey music. And then eventually this does turn into to square dancing. Now, was that part of the scheme from the start, or was the origin really kind of playing old-timey music and then evolving?
Well, I believe what happened initially was Rob played a wedding, actually Phil Cook's wedding, who's another Durham musician in the band Megaphone.
Right.
A few other bands. And they had a square dance at the wedding. And Kim Register, who's one of the owners of Pinhook, was also there, and people were kind of bouncing off the walls and having a big old time. So they decided it'd be a great thing to do in a bar setting. And then I think that time Rob was starting to play with these guys, so it all just kind of came together that way.
Yeah, that's correct. Kim asked me to put together a square dance down there, and had at the same time met Colin and David, so it just kind of fell.
But that's a real form.
There.
I mean, you got to know the dozy does and the how to call, right? Did you have any? Who does the calling, and how does that all come together?
We have various callers, and actually, we do about the simplest type of dancing possible. It's very beginner friendly.
Well, so and callers. I mean, that's a tradition, right? I mean, you need to know how to do that. And so, who are the callers, and how alive is that tradition? How many people still know how to do that?
Well, there is a pretty healthy dance tradition in North Carolina and the Southeast in general. There's another group, NC Squares, that holds dances in Chapel Hill, and there's dances that take place in the mountains and in other places. And it's kind of – it is a community, and those people kind of travel from dance to dance and do different stuff. But we've had a bunch of different people call ours. And, I mean, it is an art. I mean, it really is an art. Each person has their individual way of doing it. And each dance sort of has its own character, and ours, you know, is just a little more – maybe faster, a little looser, a little more rowdy.
Do you call – is it all improvisational? Does a caller have to kind of just feel the room and start to throw it in, or are there forms?
Well, I think everybody is playing off each other as far as, you know, we're watching the dancers are listening to us, the caller is kind of doing everything, but they are usually set dances. So she'll say, you know, for this one, we're going to do, you know, Duck for the Oyster, or we're going to do this particular dance. And then they walk through, everybody walks through it one time, and then during the dance, they'll just call that.
So there's instructions. The caller starts each dance out with a instructional walkthrough.
Right. But so, and they have a kind of a form that they're going to mm-hmm. start from, and yeah. they got to feel it out from there. Would you do another song for us?
Sure. We're going to do one called Poor Ellen Smith, which is North Carolina is a place that's produced a lot of great murder ballads. We got Tom Dooley, Frankie Silver, Omi Wise, Lawson Family, a lot of great songs that have come out of here. And this one, Poor Ellen Smith, is about a murder that took place in Winston-Salem in 1892. And like a lot of them, it's from the perspective of the murderer, who's a ne'er-do-well, and the song claims he's innocent, but he actually, I believe, was guilty.
That's what we believe.
Well, he confessed. I think he confessed on the gallows. But let's do it. Here we go.
Sorry. Bye.
5-point rounders here on the State of Things play every so often at the Pinhook in Durham. November 17th going to be their next square dance there. Pretty good. Who shows up for the square dances at the Pinhook?
Man, that's a great thing. It's a lot of everybody.
Yeah? I mean, intergenerational people. Yours kind of an intergenerational band, as a matter of fact, in that way.
Yeah, there's, you know, been kind of an old-time scene around Durham for a long time, and I see a lot of people that I'm familiar with from that scene, but we see college students that are like the young undergrads and the, you know, the grad students and the postgraduate people that work in the tech field. And
What about the music itself, these songs? Did you all, I mean, clearly you're accomplished musicians and know what you're doing. Did you have to come together and learn these songs, or how much of this repertoire did you know coming to the band?
I've been doing it since I was a kid.
Yeah. How about the rest of you? Did you, Colin?
I'm probably the newest to this music. You know, I moved down to North Carolina about maybe 10 years ago. And I guess I've been, you know, immersing myself as much as I can in old-time music, I don't know, for the last 4 or 5 years, something like that. So keeping up, trying to keep up with David's fiddling.
How about you?
A bit of a challenge. You know?
Yeah. Rob?
Well, I've been playing traditional music of all types since about 1980, and started focusing on a lot more on old time in the late 80s. Before that, I was a classical bass player. Now I play the gut bucket, which I enjoy much more.
Yeah, much more, huh? How about you, Steve, you know, in terms of this particular music and these songs, this repertoire?
I started playing bluegrass and rock and roll music in high school, and then I moved up to Boone when I got out of high school up in Watauga County and started getting interested in the older styles of music, and been playing since then. But it's also, you know, it's one of those kinds of music that it's really participatory. You know, most people who listen to old-time music play old-time music, and it's just structured so that you learn a lot of the tunes, and if you don't, you can pick them up pretty fast. And, you know, we've learned new stuff since we've been together, but a lot of it we kind of brought with us.
I mean, it is party music, to be sure. So the idea that you're playing at a bar, getting people together, is not that unusual. Colin, and you're really coming from the metal and punk scene. I mean, are there any parallels, or is this just a whole new universe for you?
Yeah, I think the parallels are the energy, the participation. You know, like a good punk rock or hardcore house show, everyone's moving around, everyone's getting wild. And, you know, that music, I think, in its own way, like, tried to just pare back some things and focus on energy and drive and making people move and be happy, you know.
Well, I'll leave you time to play us out, but first I want to tell everybody that the next Rowdy Square Dance is going to be Saturday, November 17th at Pinhook in Durham. For more information about that, you can visit pinhook.com. On the show today, 5-point rounders, David Bass on the fiddle, Rob Van Veld on the washtub bass, Colin Boy on the banjo, Steve Kruger on the guitar, and you've been listening to The State of Things on North Carolina Public Radio, which is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stachow. Once again, the 5-point rounders.
Thank you, Frank.
You climb the mountain?
Yeah, sounds good.